think we'll go to awards and presentations. Susan?
Madam Chair, we have received the Smart Energy Provider designation by our National Trade Association, APPA, and Susan Postens is here to tell you a little bit more about that.
Good afternoon. Yes, we're very excited to present this to the board. A side note, one of our own employees, Scott Greaves, was instrumental and part of the team that developed the criteria for this award. So as you may have read in the agenda item, this designation is for 2 years, and it recognizes KUA for demonstrating commitment to and proficiency in energy efficiency, distributed generation, and environmental initiatives that support the goal of providing low-cost, quality, safe, and reliable electric service. So I'd like to present this to you.
Very good.
You are a smart energy provider.
We certainly are. Anyway, very good. Go to the next one. I guess, Brian, I'll join you up in front for recognitions.
Madam Chair, we've got a few service awards and recognitions this month with Chris Riegel.
There he is.
Chris Riegel's our manager of AMI operations in IT, and he recently obtained his MBA from Lakeland University.
In the club.
For your dress board.
Appreciate it. We're also recognizing for 35 years of service.
Wow.
Jay Butters, our Assistant Vice President of Power Supply out there in
Terry, thank you for everything you do. And this is
congratulations. Thank you.
Yes.
Congratulations. Can we have a day off with A?
Mayor Alvarez.
Richmond Osceola Arts Tickets.
Director Urbina.
Terry, congratulations. Here's your special parking spot.
And Director Ortega.
Thank you.
There's
not all yet.
We'll move on to the, I guess we have here the audience. And we have Larry. Larry? Would you like to address us? Oh, excuse me. I went past consent agenda.
Yes, ma'am.
Would you like to wait for just a minute?
Sure.
I'm going to put my glasses on so I can see what I'm doing. Here we go. We'll go to the...
No, Madam Chair, I apologize. Oh. You had it right.
Okay.
The audience.
Come back
Item
up.
B.
I thought I was wrong, but I wasn't. I was right, but then I was wrong because I wasn't.
That's all right. This is all part of the physical fitness program. I'm sure walking back and forth. So thank you very much for having me here today, and to the distinguished board and to the members of KUA and to the community. I just want to say it's really critical that an operation such as KUA provides essential services to the community and does such an awesome job of that, is also a steward to the community as well. What I mean by that is they have been a supporter and sponsor for the Osceola County Fair for a number of years now. And we wanted to make sure that you had something in recognition of that. So I have a plaque to present to you today. It says 2019 Osceola County Fair Sponsor, KUA Power Company. Thank you for your support of Osceola County Youth in a 2019 Fair, Kissimmee Valley Livestock Show, and Osceola County Fair. We're excited about the 2020 Fair coming up. We have a lot of excellent things that are planned, a lot of changes coming, an expanded entertainment venue. We're going to do a salute and tribute to military first responders and veterans, which has never been done at the fair before. And we're going to do fireworks at the fair this year. So we're excited about it. We have a lot of great things in store. And you have helped make it possible to have a successful fair in the past. And we want to thank you and appreciate all that you do for the Osceola County Fair.
Thank you. Mr. Berry, will you give us the dates?
Yes, the dates for the 2020 Fair are February 14th through 23rd. Opening day is going to be on February the 14th. And in addition to the tribute to military veterans and first responders, we happen to have a special flyover. The Warbird Museum here in Kissimmee has a B-17 that's here 2 weeks out of the year. They are going to be here during our fair and going to do a flyover for the opening ceremony, which is now going to be outside, along with marching bands and ROTC, honor guards, and a lot of other things to make it a real ceremony. And they're going to do a flyover of that B-17 Memphis Belle aircraft, which was used in the movie Memphis Belle, by the way, also. And we've also been approved by a flyover from Patrick Air Force Base. We don't know whether we're getting a B-2 or F-15s yet, but we're excited about that as well. So we're hoping to be able to have both of them fly together. That would be pretty awesome to have old and new flying across at our ceremony in honor of our military and our veterans and first responders. And we are super excited that KUA has been a part and super excited to have a fair and be able to do these things for the community coming up.
Thank you very much. And we're passing around to the board members some of the events that we've sponsored. Thank you for bringing that in.
You're welcome.
So we could see how you've put our name to it. Thank you, Larry. Okay, now we will move on to the consent agenda. We have a motion to approve. Do we have a second? We have a second. We have Director Urbina seconded it. All in favor say aye.
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 Those opposed, like sign. Motion passes. Hearings, no informational presentations, no old business, no new business. Staff reports. The Susan Poston Show is on.
Okay, wanted to update you what's going on in customer service and thought I would start out with what's new. A message similar to this, a little smaller, was sent to all of our customers, letting them know that an upgrade was going to be happening throughout our territory. This particular message will appear on customers' bills as it gets closer to their actual meter being upgraded, and it will be by cycle and route and wherever we're going to be working. Our e-bill customers will receive a separate notification, so they don't get the printed bill, but we do have the ability to get them a separate notification. As you can see, we've met some major milestones. In February, the collectors were commissioned, and what that means is that our network is 100% deployed and functioning. In July, our MDMS installation and configuration was completed by IT. We're still working on a couple of integration items and actually having some training this week on the MDMS, the meter data management system. There are so many acronyms associated with this particular project. We have two more major land milestones with Landis and Gear. One is when it's in production, the final configuration of the MDMS, the integration, the validation, and the testing, the acceptance testing. So we have that milestone, which should be coming up soon, we hope. And then what we are considering the project close, which simply means that the system is up and running. Not all of the meters are deployed yet, but everything is up and running. So those are two more milestones. You can see we have 10,000 meters tested and ready to put out in the field. We are using the remote connect and remote disconnect. That's the RCRD. And that's working well, and we do have the ability to get reads on demand. In addition, the 15-minute incremental data has been helpful in talking to customers about their high bills already, and we only have 1,000 of them deployed. All right, EV charging stations. This is also new. As you recall, we did a pilot and installed one at Osceola Heritage Park, and that's exactly why you do pilots. We did install one at Neo City Academy, and by doing it ourselves and from what we learned from the first installation, the cost was cut in half. So we're very excited about that. It took about 20 hours for the contractor to install the first one, and the KUA team installed it and energized it in 4. The Academy, they had their ribbon cutting yesterday, and KUA was thanked for their support and everything that we did there. This is the electric vehicle service equipment, if you wonder what that EVSE stands for, another acronym. And before it was even completed, you can see Neo City was thanking us on their Facebook page, the Neo City Academy. We used the concrete poles because that eliminated the need to put other barriers around the post to keep people from driving into it and damaging it. And if you ever want to learn or see where EV network, EV stations are, you can download the Green Lots app, and you would see this one as well. What else is new? Chris recently sent, I know all of you were copied, this information. The $7,500 or up to $7,500 federal EV tax credit exists for other electric vehicle manufacturers as well, but the public power incentive is only for the Nissan Leaf. And then, as you know, we have rebates for the purchase and for installing the charger at their home. And those are $100 each. And it's not a lot of money, but it provides us a lot of good information knowing where these are located. If you can imagine if everyone in a neighborhood installed an EV charger and they all came home at 6 o'clock and they all plugged in their vehicles at the same time, that's information that we would want to know in regards to how it would impact our transformers. More new news. The community solar, Larry did a great presentation to the county, talking to them about their facilities, starting with the admin building and the courthouse, and they have subsequently requested information on what the surcharge would be for all of their facilities, and the mayor was there as well. So we have our first solar lighting agreement. It's been presented to Osceola County for Osceola Heritage Park. These lights would be placed at the entrance where it would be very expensive to get service out there. So the solar lighting option is a great option. KUA would own it and maintain it just like all of our other lights. You can see we have 676 active solar net metering customers, and we have 97, I don't want to over-exaggerate, in the hopper. So we have 97 that are in the process. And we have new solar education videos that are available at KUA.com. If you haven't seen them yet, they're very short little vignettes that just answer common questions, and we think they're going to be very, very helpful for our customers. This is Neo City Academy. This was our first Tier 3 installation. The first picture in the upper left is the outdoor sitting solar panel canopy. On the right up top, that's the top of their building, and they have 652 panels up there. And down the other picture is us actually doing our net metering inspection there. So that is a 197 kW system. The next one is Bridge, their admin building, and they are just filling out the applications. They are going to be installing about 420 panels on their roof, generating 168 kW, and they are using the same brand as what the schools did right across the street from them. We had a team of employees look at our lighting and what we offer to customers, and so we have some of our large key accounts that have outdoor lighting in their parking lots, and they are really struggling with the maintenance and so on and so forth. So we're offering to replace their light fixtures with KUA lights, and we would own and maintain the lights, but the maintenance of the owner and maintenance for the poles, the wiring, and the timer remain the customers. So we're not going to assume responsibility for old infrastructure that we don't know anything about. We also looked at, or we are now offering some additional fixture options. Like I said, the one for solar, and then we've done a whole proposal for Osceola Regional Medical Center. And this is the solar light. So this is all in one, so you don't need to have a separate panel hanging off the other side of the pole. You can see the panel is on the top side of the light itself. The lithium battery plus the LED light has a 5-year warranty. The maximum battery runtime without sun charging it is 50 hours, so it will continue running for quite a while. For a full charge, it takes about 7 hours in the sun to completely charge the light fixture. It does have motion sensing option. And as you can see, these are some great applications where it's difficult or expensive to get lines out there. These solar lights are a great, great option. So we're very excited about that. You know, we recently launched our smart learning thermostats. We have already given 100 rebates out. The rebate is half the cost, up to $100. Interesting, the property managers are very interested in these because it helps them keep energy consumption down. And for high bill concerns, you can see that smart learning thermostat portal. When the auditor looks at the portal with the customer, it actually shows where the runtime of the HVAC unit has gone up, and that pretty much answers most of their questions. All right. Back to our experience. We're still an A-plus rating at the Better Business Bureau. We were very excited. This was a record for us. We did make it 553 days without a lost time accident in our department. We're back in the 30s now, but we're very, very proud of that. Customer chat. I know you always like to hear from the customers. These are some of the things that they're writing to us about our chat feature. As you can see, they're very satisfied with that option. And here's a few more comments. Since January 1st, we've had 4,147 chats, and the average customer satisfaction is 4.79 out of a possible 5.0. So they really do like this communication channel with us. The Good Neighbor Fund, I know you always like to hear about this. We now have over 3,558 customers in the Roundup program. In addition, we have 250 customers that just pledge every month. So you can see the amount of donations and the number of customers that we've been able to assist since January. Billing and collections. While I put this up all the time, I can't tell you how critical it is, but how hard people work to maintain that level of accuracy. To be 99.97% accurate with our bills. You can see our customers, we still do send out a lot of late notices. The number actually disconnected is less than 1,000. The in-house collections, if you recall, we really wanted to reduce the amount that we were sending to collection agencies because I hate paying commission. And so we've taken some of our resources and we've had them really focus on collecting between when that final bill was past due and when we send it to the collection agency, and look for and contact those customers or former customers, and they're collecting an average of 69% of all the customers that they reach. Write-offs, you can see we send $146,751 to the collection agency. However, our net is a negative because we're collecting more than what we're sending, which is just kudos to all the folks that are working so hard to make that happen. Version 4, the hard part's over. So we are starting to experience some of the efficiencies from upgrading our customer information system. As you can see, we've got enhanced speed, issues are resolved faster. There is a future build that we're testing right now that should work out a couple of things on the hit list, and then we'll be in pretty good shape. These are one of those things that there's always something, but we're very pleased with the progress that we're making there. And these are some key process improvements. So our Paymentus e-bill landing page now has the option for Spanish. We're thrilled about that. We added a link to KUA.com on e-bill notices, making it easier for the customers to go straight from their notice right to KUA.com. And any statement that has the word automatically in it is a good statement in my book. So these notice processing for the one-day courtesy letters are now generated automatically. Still very busy in energy conservation, which is such a great service to our customers. You can see all of the interaction with our customers and the amount of rebates. So participation is really increasing, which is great. And with that, any questions?
Any questions? Good job.
Thanks.
Susan, I was talking to one of our board members. I don't remember. I think it may have been you, Director Thacker, a couple days ago about the solar education video links. Can we send the link to the board? And
absolutely.
I wrote down to hunt it up.
But we did have it the original plan, and the plan still is that we want to have, when people look up KUA and solar, the landing page, the community solar, and we just don't have that part ready yet. So we had these kind of hidden behind, so it might have been more difficult to find, but I've asked Chris to pull them up front. So
and
they're easy to find.
My interest is kind of a different take on all this. I wish we could let people know when they want to put something on their rooftop what that really will accomplish. What are bills like after they have so many panels on their roof? And FMPA gave us something at one point, but that wasn't what I wanted. When these telemarketers call, they make it sound like, well, you'll never have to pay anything again, and as a matter of fact, your provider will be paying you, and I'm pretty sure that's not a true statement. So
you're
I would
right.
like to get in their hands what truly happens after you put almost a pro and con thing.
Mm-hmm.
Do you realize you're going to have to pay insurance for those things on your roof? Do you realize when you need a roof, they've got to be taken off and the solar people come and then put it back on? Some of the nitty
and do not
gritties.
Guarantee your roof after they put it back on.
Right.
Well, and some of those are answered. One of the little videos is what happens with my homeowner's insurance if I put this on my roof. But there also is a calculator that's available that we plan on getting into the site where customers can input information, and it will calculate what's this going to cost me, you know, what's my payback, and that type of information. So we're working towards that, but we're also in the process of upgrading our website, and so it's, you know, we're kind of pulled in a lot of different directions, but we have the same vision as you. We want the customer
right.
to be able to use us as an unbiased resource to make a good decision on whether or not this is the appropriate option for them.
How many years will it take to recoup the thousands of dollars that
exactly
they have to come in and give some kind of an application, some kind of paperwork when they're thinking of doing this, don't they?
It's usually after they've purchased it. And so that's where we want to get out with the solar trailer and get out in front and let people start contacting us first and letting us, if nothing else, provide them with the questions they should be asking.
Right.
And so we have done that. Part of our energy audit now includes what we call a solar audit, and we talk to the customer about whether or not that would be a good option for them. If their home leaks like a sieve, then they probably should take care of that before they do solar, you know, or if their ductwork is very leaky. You know, there are certain things they should do first before they do solar. And the auditors also look at the direction, the roof space, you know, how much would they be able to put up there? Would it cover 50% of their consumption? So we are including that in our audits as, you know, as much as we can. Our three energy auditors are all have been trained how to actually install solar. So they really, really understand the whole system.
Even if on our monthly bill we had a little solar section with a pro and a con, you know, of kind of saying insurance for that's likely to be this much and you'll likely save.
There are so many variables that all of those are ranges, and those ranges are pretty wide. And, you know, so it does become a little challenging, but we certainly will continue looking at anything we can do to try to help our customers.
Well, I'm sure we could take the ones that now have solar and immediately come up with what the average bill is. That would just be...
It depends on, you know, how big is their home, how big is their system. You know, they may have only put in... We have one customer that I know of for sure that put in a system that is large enough to cover all of their consumption and put some back on the grid. Most customers put in a system that's going to cover part of their consumption.
Right. And if people knew, okay, well, the average bill is still $100, that tells them something.
Right.
I mean, I'm pulling a number out of the air. Maybe it's $5, but I kind of doubt it.
No. I think you're right. So, but no, we absolutely will continue looking at ways to help customers make good decisions about solar.
Yeah.
So, and we're really excited to get the community solar up front so that they can see that that's a very viable option.
But that makes their bill go up. And I think an awful lot of people are getting solar thinking they're going to have no bill.
But then they also have a lease payment or a...
Correct.
Upfront capital investment.
Correct.
So, you know, it's that type of thing. Exactly.
If we could make them aware that putting it on your roof is not a free activity. So if what you want is solar, then here's a way we can give you solar for only a little bit more.
Exactly.
Let me ask a question, because just like you said, there's so many different scenarios.
Mm-hmm.
What about something on the bills? Are you thinking about solar? Let us help you make the decision. Give us a call. And so therefore, you can have somebody talk to them as individuals in their individual need. And so that would, because I think you're going to get caught up in a lot of stuff if you try to put all that on a bill.
No, I'm thinking two statements a month, not.
Right.
Well, or just that. I mean, just give us a call. Solar may be for you, may not be for you, just kind of a catchy phrase, or thinking of solar, let us help, something like
that. And we can direct them to our website and the videos as well now that they're
Well, even in your website, you could put that in your website, thinking of solar, give us a call, we'll help you.
And Chris will use social media as well. This is all in
because
progress.
I hate to say save $100, because as sure as they don't, then they're on us.
Mm-hmm.
We can't make those statements.
No,
just across the board.
Can we provide statistics back to the customers, to everyone? Say out of 70,000 customers that we have, 5% have solar, and this is how much they have saved. Something that will open up their eyes and say, well, the savings are not that great.
Well, the only issue is we don't know what they spent on the system.
Yeah.
Up front. So they may be saving $100 a month, but we don't know what they spent to get the, you don't want the net savings then.
No, we want the consumption savings.
That's
all that people will care about right now, because they know already that they invested so much in buying the equipment.
Yeah, we can take a look at it.
And that's exactly the same thing I'm saying. Take 300 solar customers. Well, what's their average bill? We can't account for how much they're producing or how much their bill was, mm-hmm. but we can come up with a certain figure of what they're paying right now.
I personally believe that what the chairwoman said, just a real short statement. Yep. If you're thinking of solar, contact us and put a number, because we can't be given so much information for that. Let them call the number. That way they'll get all their questions answered, and we're not putting something in writing that can come back and bite KUA, because there's so many different scenarios. It will come back to KUA afterwards. You put that number, they'll call, and they'll sit there and they'll explain the different scenarios. They can actually check and see, this is your usage, this is the type of solar panels you will need, this is the type of energy, and this is, and so they could get into more details and us putting it on a bill in writing, because then it's set in stone and it's KUA stamped on it. Just my opinion.
And the auditors can go to their home and look at yep. the direction their roof faces and how much roof space they have, and no need for solar right now.
So. Very good. Well, thank
all
you.
Right, thank you.
There's no more questions.
Does have more questions?
Are there more questions?
No. It's raining. I don't want to leave. It's raining.
Well, you know, you're going to be able to say something. So just talk a long time.
No, on the solar, it all depends who you speak to. I got a neighbor that he said he's averaging like $20 a month, and he's more than happy that he put the system on. I'm not sure he has a big system and so forth. So it's individual,
individual
experiences with those. That's, and we can open up the Pandora's box if we start getting people, and then you're going to have to increase that staff that's going to go out to do those surveys and so forth. So
yeah.
It's a lot that goes into something along those lines.
Like qualifying before you send anybody out. Okay, here our attorney.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Good evening, Madam Chair, board members. The only thing I have for you this month is I want to thank the mayor. We had a very good fly-in for the APPA policymakers. We met in person with Congressman Soto and Congresswoman Demings and staff for both our senators. We focused a lot on what Keys Energy is going through. You know, they got hit really hard by Irma. They have almost $40 million in FEMA reimbursement requests, which is being held up not by FEMA but by Tallahassee. And there may be an effort by some of our Florida delegation congressmen, women, and senators for a bipartisan letter to FEMA to try to, hey, got to move this. Folks have waited too long. Keys has had to float a large letter of credit for I think it's – it's almost, I think it's over $15 million, if I recall, just to pay the bills. Because
and not only that, we're going into hurricane season.
We're going into hurricane season, and the FEMA and the states are just sitting on this money. So we had some good conversations there. You may recall that the FCC issued an order on pole attachments, which is actually in effect right now, which negatively impacts municipal electric utilities like ourselves. Tells us how much we can charge for using our poles for small cell 5G wireless technology attachments, and how fast we have to get back to them with making the poles ready. But as if that wasn't enough, the telecom companies have succeeded in getting Senators Thune and Schatz to reintroduce legislation we've already spoken to them about. It was called the Thune-Schatz bill. And it basically does what the FCC is already doing. So it's an insurance policy if the FCC loses in the court system where it is now. So we criticized that effort, and some staff on the Senate side told us they thought that the bill was kind of a discussion starter. So we'll see. I'm still waiting to hear from folks who want to talk about what's reasonable. But other than that, I thought it was a great trip. Again, thank you, Mayor, for all your time and effort. And that's all I've got, Madam Chair.
Hey, General Manager.
Yes. Yes, Madam Chair. You see, you've got your reminder, your board reminders there. The only other thing that that I would bring up is I've heard from a number of board members about a number of topics that may be best handled as a board workshop. Some of those topics included, staff has been working on a board orientation and governance document that we can review. The discussion of potential questions for the 2020 board member process, 6-month performance feedback for the CEO, and perhaps a refresher course on Robert's Rules of Order, if the board would like. I throw that out there as a recommendation, maybe in the October timeframe, but it's really up to the board. That's all I have, Madam Chair.
Okay.
Is it 6 months yet?
October.
Are you having fun?
Yeah.
I am. Staff makes it really easy.
We can always remember April Fool's Day.
All right. Mayor, do you have something to share with us?
No, the same thing as what our attorney said. We had a great flyover in D.C., very successful Congresswoman Demings. She actually gave us this meeting at the last moment. In a way, it was good to use, and well, it's not good that it's happening to the Keys, but it's an actual issue that is happening right now. And what we put in their hands is the same way that the Keys are going through it, the rest of us could go through it. And so it's trying to get something where this type of fundings, we hope that it doesn't go to Tallahassee anymore, that if the fundings can come directly to the affected areas, directly to them. So this is what we're trying to get accomplished. Congressman Soto and Demings were a believer in it. Of course, we didn't get to meet with Senator Rubio and Senator Scott. We did meet with their staff, and their staff, I think, feels the same way. So I think it was a great successful trip. Yeah, it was a flight from hell to come back, but it was a great trip.
The clown car flight.
Thank you, Madam Chair.
Director Hemphill?
Yeah, I have a few things.
Okay.
Since Brian was mentioning the month of October, from one of my pre-conference sessions, I got sample evaluations for CEOs, and I took the opportunity, and we'll pass these out. And they all have names on them. I think that one goes to my left.
Council.
Yes, sir.
And these are what I asked Letitia to do was to put in a copy of the current form they changed in the past, and then there's samples of other different agencies and their reflective ones. And I thought we could take some time on our own and see which, if any, of the formatting that we would like to change. And then a workshop or a special.
We're getting some feedback from somebody.
It's me. Sorry.
But I thought maybe, you know, we could set up a schedule a meeting or a workshop to go through and determine what the format. And I'd say since we owe him something, I think it's October 1, and that general vicinity, we probably need to have that workshop within about a month from now. But anyhow, that was my first item.
Okay.
I've got a comment. I don't think we have to do a 6 months evaluation. I think that was more of an informal thing.
Mm-hmm.
I think we actually have that till April to come up.
April is the annual. It's the formal.
Mm-hmm.
But if the board wishes, they can provide the CEO 6 month feedback in a workshop form, or you can do it in individually during the one-on-ones. It's really up to the board.
I think one-on-ones would be fine for 6 months, as far as I'm concerned.
I feel the same way.
I do. And then we'll hit you after a year.
Yes, ma'am.
Then if he survives that one-on-one, then
we can go up. We've got 6 more months to come up with something formal.
Right. Ray, do you have something else now?
Yeah, I do have some stuff, and most of this is related to the various conferences. And as you all probably noticed, some of the videos information that was going overhead before we started our meeting was from the Day of Giving, for, which coincided with APPA's Day of Giving. And I wanted to bring up, at least for discussion, to consider doing this Day of Giving here at KUA rather than at the APPA conference, unless there's been a major issue at that site's location, so that our community can benefit from the efforts rather than a different community.
I think that's a good idea, probably, and it'll save money too, as far as travel is concerned, that one day.
Overnights. The only thing you could run into is if we've got a brand new board member that needs to be there for workshops all day Saturday and Sunday.
There could be a
Thanksgiving's on Friday, is it not?
It is, but if they're going to be out there and be in workshops, potentially they would have to go. But they could still do the morning here and fly or something. But that's right.
They don't have to be there.
Right.
I just think it would be better for us to give back.
I think that's a good idea. Does everybody feel that that's a good idea?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Manny, you've got your hands crossed and you're
keeping quiet, huh? No, I have no problems with that. I also do like the national because it puts the KUA's presence at the national level.
That's true.
And I think there are also different things that they do, different type of.
I mean, I would prefer to do even a separate, an additional day during the year here locally, where we give back.
So his ideas. Your idea is to do one locally outside of the conference and then go to the conference and do one with the conference.
I have that option.
That's a cost. That's a cost that we're looking at.
Yeah.
I personally agree if we do it here locally, we're giving back to our community. We do a lot in the national level already, but this is a special day to give back in our community itself that we serve.
And
I don't see any reason not to do it two times. Why do we could do it locally and at the conference.
There's no cost. There's no additional cost. The same flight, the same
extra hotel lodging. Room and registering for it.
Well, I don't care either way.
I do. Well, I'm with Manny. Just ask for people to think about it and maybe have a discussion and a later time and decision made.
Okay.
Some of the other things that, when I attend a conference, I go there with the intentions of learning something. And at least for the FMEA conference, I wanted to bring up one of the ones, and it was from a session that I attended I think it was probably the next to the last one. And it was talking about how public utilities should let the communities know what they're doing. And some of this stuff related to solar, which was discussed with Susan, could be in that area. But I know FMPA has their presentation so that can be given to other people like Chamber of Commerce and other types of meetings such as that. But I think we need to start to look at how can we tell our customers what it is we really do in a way that they fully understand what value they do receive. So from that was the thing that I learned from one of them. And actually, the person that gave that presentation was from Hometown Connections. And so it was one that's on theirs, and it was very, very similar to what Jacob did here for us. So it was very similar to that. But in other words, just to make sure that it gets out in a layperson's terms rather than in a technical term that people in a utility understand. But anyhow, anybody else want to offer a piece of information that
On that particular seminar, I sat there for a while, and when they were speaking, I was thinking of Chris. I was thinking of the things that we do currently do out there in the community. I mean, we're involved in every month we're in two or three, four or five different events that we sponsor. So I believe we are getting the message out from KUA.
That was my thought, too, because I was thinking during that presentation, I was really kind of proud of us because we are so far, we are in the community. And I think if you see the customer satisfaction ratings that we're getting, those people know what we're doing in the community. So I think we're really doing a good job. It's not that we can't do better, but I think we're doing a pretty good job of getting that out, and we do so much for the community. I know when I first came on the board, I knew that we were just spending way too much money on this, and then I saw what we were doing and how we were affecting people, and I had to back off because we touch so many lives with so much that we do, even a $500 here or whatever. There's so many people that we touch and improve their lives. I'm very proud of us. Right.
And the work that Chris does in social media,
yes.
He exposes KUA and everything we do day in and day out. I would say that if you guys are in social media and you see a posting from Chris, because I do that, mm-hmm. I share it in my social media, and then some of my friends go ahead and share it. So we're putting the information out, and it continues to go. KUA has done presentations on the solar, community solar. Larry, we did a presentation at the Association of Realtors, done it in the city. We did it in the chamber, I believe. So, I mean, Chris is doing a tremendous job when it comes to social media and exposure.
Just make sure we keep it up.
Yeah.
Yes, ma'am. Right. And thank you, Director Ortega, for saying, Chris, because that triggered my memory. We had a discussion about this, very similar to this, a few months ago, and I think Director Thacker brought it up when we were talking about bringing Jacob Williams here to do the presentation. Chris is actually working on pulling something together to tell our story. So that is in the works.
Good. Thank you. Something else?
Yes, one more little item, then I'll shut up. Next year, the APPA conference is across the United States and in California. And I've pretty much decided my body will not take that 3 time zone change very easily. So I'm going to give up my seat and let our CEO take one of his VPs to the conference in my stead.
Very good. We will not be wasted. So, all right, that's it. Thank you. Some of these phones, but
it's mine.
Oh, you're late, now your phone's interrupting
us.
That's
right,
yeah,
that's
what
right.
What can I say?
You should never have a dentist appointment on the
day. We're just glad you're okay. We were worried about you.
You should never have a dentist appointment on the same day as a board meeting, but that's when they fall. To dovetail on one thing that Ray was saying, I really liked last year when we all came back with our notes from the meetings and sat out there and had a little workshop and discussed it.
Mm-hmm.
To me, that lets KUA get the worth of its money because we all do go to different ones. And I had notes and was ready to do that, but we didn't. So I think I probably have put them on the back burner somewhere. I'd have a hard time resurrecting them and going over them at this point. But going into next year, if we can kind of figure after.
Are you talking about the APPA?
Yeah.
Because the FME, that was just, everybody went to the
everybody's at the same one.
Same
at FMBA,
one, the sessions.
So that,
yeah.
Yeah, but APPA, or if we go to something else.
I think the really big thing I found the AP is the cybersecurity, and that one lady that gave that presentation just threw me for a loop.
The general conference.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah,
artificial intelligence.
Yes.
Pretty scary.
Director Urbina, how many have a lot to say then? Manny?
No.
Okay. I don't have anything to say. Thank you all for your wonderful meeting today and nice short meeting, and have a good evening.
Thank you.
Meeting's adjourned.
Meeting is adjourned.